All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay.
We bought a big old house, filled it with a lover and a cradle.
Sorry about that. The automation has a mind of its own sometimes. Well, actually, it does if you don't shut it off. Thank you. That was my alter ego speaking up. So here we are, another show. So what's going on here tonight? So I recently watched the 1971 documentary on Apple TV. It's like a six-part series. I'm not going to have a six-part show. I just got through with a two-parter with the Mark Lanegan memoir, Sing Backwards and Weep. We put that away as that's resetting or setting into the rear view, as it were. We are going to be looking forward to the 1971 series, and I have two shows set up for your listening pleasure. All music released in 1971. Those of you who aren't familiar with this miniseries, it's all about the music and the culture and the politics, the world in 1971, 50 years ago, based on a book by David Hepworth of the same name, which I read, and I may have had a show devoted to that as well. But we're going to do this with the miniseries because it called out very specific music and songs, and they were played, and we saw videos of them and everything. And anyway, I just want to have another one, so I don't care what you say. All right. First up, Marvin Gaye. So this record, What's Going On, recently voted by Rolling Stone to be the greatest record of all time. So we decided we were going to start the show off with that. There are other options there. We could have gone with Inner City Blues. You can actually hear me going through this. This mic is picking up everything, isn't it? And so we're going to do that. What's Going On right now. And this is 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Hey, what's happening? Hey,
brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I'm
brother,
I can dig it.
Solid, right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh, right on, baby.
Everybody gather round and listen to my song. I've only got one. We who are young should now take a stand. Don't run from the burdens of women and men. Continue to give, continue to live for what you know is right. Most of your life can be out of sight. Withdraw from the darkness and look to the light. For everyone's free, at least that's the way it's supposed to be. We just
keep on keeping on.
We just
keep on keeping on.
Many think that we have grown it, but they too will soon admit that there's still a lot of before we dismiss, one thing I insist. When you have your young, remember this song. And our world surroundings is leaps and bounds, ups and downs is reality. Teach them to be strong, and when they are grown, they can proudly imply that we were an all right guy. For all the wrong now is right. This nation's people are now united as one. And we just
keep on keeping on.
We just
keep on keeping on.
Many think that we have blown it, but they too will soon admit that there's still a lot of love.
Keep on keeping on.
Oh.
All right, that's Shoghi Otis with Sweet Thing from the Freedom Flight record, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. Prior to that, Sly and the Family Stone with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again from the Higher record. Curtis Mayfield, Keep On Keeping On, but prior to that, Marvin Gaye, What's Going On, started off the set, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight we're having the first of a two-part series devoted to the miniseries on Apple TV called 1971. And how cool am I? I'm even wearing my 1971 t-shirt, given to me free on my birthday from DJ Dave. And yeah, that's because I was born in that year, and I'm not afraid to say it. Anyway, so all this stuff is celebrating or commemorating its 50th anniversary, a 50th birthday, as it were. We talked about Marvin Gaye. Curtis Mayfield, one of the most, strongest voices in the African-American community back then in the early 70s. He was a very prolific artist. Sly and the Family Stone was like he was like a prince. He was like Prince before Prince was Prince. And it's amazing. Too bad he did too many drugs. I think he was on the Grammys or something about 10 years ago, and he was fried out of his mind. I don't know how he got on the show. You know, it's funny, when I put in Shoghi Otis into my device, as it were, I put in a Snuggy Otis. it's not something else. Anyway, all right, so 1971, it's not just about music, but about the cultural events of the time, about, you know, the women's movement, about the civil rights movement, and also about, of course, war and peace and drugs and where everybody was at that point. And it was a pivotal moment where everything started to change. And so that's what's going on. Let's continue on. Speaking of change and civil rights, we've got Gil Scott-Heron here with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, a classic track from him. Listen to the words carefully, kids. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. Not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
dick, that's a sex machine to all the chicks.
You're damn right.
Who is a man that would risk his neck for his brother, man? Can you dig it? Cat that won't come out when there's danger all about.
Shut. Right on. You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Chef?
Well, we can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
I hope pearly white teeth fall off the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end. And nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution
comes, when the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is gonna be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Schiffman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads. And straighten heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
1,000 points of IWMFO, and that's the last Poets with When the Revolution Comes. So we had the beginning and the ending of the set talking about the revolution. There was a lot of talk about the revolution in 1971. But prior to that, Isaac Hayes' theme from Shaft, which is an Oscar-winning song, the first African-American artist to win an Oscar for a song, if I'm not mistaken. And then prior to that, Aretha Franklin with Rocksteady. A lot of talk about, or there's been a lot of attention on Aretha Franklin and her career over the last couple of years. There was the movie that came out, and then there was, of course, a limited series on Nat Geo, which I prefer that one. I think Cynthia Erivo was amazing in that. So if you're looking to choose between the two, I would pick the Nat Geo series, even though they didn't play Respect or Natural Woman, but they played everything else, including her, including this record, Young Gifted. No, it wasn't Young Gifted in Black. It was the one at the that she did at the church, whose name escapes me at the moment. Gil Scott-Heron started off the set also talking about the revolution. This time it will not be televised. Great record. So much going on in the African American community in 1971. They were upset that there was money had just been spent on space exploration and going to the moon. Meanwhile, our urban cities were decaying rapidly. So much going on in terms of that type of unrest. And it was the series, the Apple Music, or I'm sorry, the Apple TV series, 1971, did focus on that quite a bit. One episode, I think, and terrific series it was. And so that's what we're doing here tonight, is playing music from the series. I believe it was in six parts. Next up, James Brown and the JBs with Superbad, parts 1 and 2. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it's easy. Tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I wanna try myself a few. I got soul and I'm super bad. I'm love. I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice. Good God. Kiss myself. I've got soul, and I'm super bad. Hey, I said I'm super bad. Bridge, come on.
Give me! Ah! Have you destroyed so many minds, leaving room for darkness, where lost dreams can hide? Evil, why do you infest our purest thoughts? Hatred, evil. Why have you stolen so much love, leaving everyone's emotions lost and wandering?
just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call. If you need a friend, call me, uh-huh.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Bill Withers with Lean On Me, classic from Still Bill. And prior to that, Stevie Wonder with Evil. Sorry for the messy transition there. I'm not sure what was going on. Sometimes I zone out here in the studio. James Brown and the JBs, Super Bad Parts 1 and 2, and we started things off with The Last Poets, When the Revolution Comes. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Bill Withers has an interesting story. He was not really a classically trained musician. He was just sort of somebody who played a lot, just by virtue of playing at small clubs and bars. He became a master, and he was a real discovery. I think he was like a welder or something, and then he became like, like a musician, you know, like a record deal. He was just playing unofficially, like after work, and fascinating story, really. And Questlove writes about him quite a bit. He tried to bring him out of retirement. I think Bill Withers retired, and he was like out of the music scene for maybe 20 years or so. And Questlove was saying, oh, I need to bring him back. I want to have a project. I have other ideas I want to work with you on. And he politely declined every time until he passed, obviously, which was a couple years ago. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Let's continue on. More from 1971. This one, Ike and Tina Turner, Proud Mary, classic track from them. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way that things might have been. Big wind. Until I hits the ride on the riverboat queen.
Know that
big wheel keep on turning. Oh, the Proud Mary keep on burning. And we're rolling,
Thank you.